ومنهم من يقول ائذن لي ولا تفتني ألا في الفتنة سقطوا وإن جهنم لمحيطة بالكافرين.
And among them is he who says, "Permit me to remain at home and do not put me to trial." Unquestionably, into trial they have fallen, and indeed, hell will encompass the disbelievers.
إن تصبك حسنة تسؤهم وإن تصبك مصيبة يقولوا قد أخذنا أمرنا من قبل ويتولوا وهم فرحون.
If good befalls you, it distresses them. But if disaster strikes you, they say, "We took our matter in hand before," and turn away while they are rejoicing.
قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا هُوَ مَوْلَانَا وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ.
Say, "Never will we be struck except by what Allah has decreed for us. He is our protector. And upon Allah, let the believers rely."
قُلْ هَلْ تَرَبَّصُونَ بِنَا إِلَّا إِحْدَى الْحُسْنَيَيْنِ وَنَحْنُ نَتَرَبَّصُ بِكُمْ أَن يُصِيبَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابٍ مِّنْ عِندِهِ أَوْ بِأَيْدِينَا فَتَرَبَّصُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ مُتَرَبِّصُونَ.
Say, "Do you await for us except one of the two best things, while we await for you that Allah will afflict you with punishment from Himself or at our hands? So wait, indeed we, along with you, are waiting."
قُلْ أَنْفِقُوا طَوْعًا أَوْ كَرْهًا لَنْ يُتَقَبَّلَ مِنْكُمْ إِنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ قَوْمًا فَاسِقِينَ.
Say, "Spend willingly or unwillingly. Never will it be accepted from you. Indeed, you have been a defiantly disobedient people."
وَمَا مَنَعَهُمْ أَن تُقْبَلَ مِنْهُمْ نَفَقَاتُهُمْ إِلَّا أَنَّهُمْ كَفَرُوا بِاللَّهِ وَبِرَسُولِهِ وَلَا يَأْتُونَ الصَّلَاةَ إِلَّا وَهُمْ كُسَالَى وَلَا يَأْتُونَ الصَّلَاةَ إِلَّا وَهُمْ كُسَالَى وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَ إِلَّا وَهُمْ كَارِهُونَ.
And what prevents their expenditures from being accepted from them, but that they have disbelieved in Allah and in His Messenger, and that they come not to prayer except while they are lazy, and that they do not spend except while they are unwilling.
فَلَا تُعْجِبْكَ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُهُمْ إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ بِهَا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَتَزْهَقَ أَنفُسُهُمْ وَهُمْ كَافِرُونَ.
So let not their wealth or their children impress you. Allah only intends to punish them through them in worldly life, and that their souls should depart at death while they are disbelievers.